Bank of Cardiff, this is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I got a notice from you guys, and I got a reservation code.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I start off with that 16-digit code?
It's 2211 0410. I'm sorry. You start again. Sorry. 2211 0410 0003 8764.
8764. Okay, great. And do you happen to, what's the number you're calling from just in case we get disconnected? I can call you.
310-902-9353.
9353. Great. Okay. Give me one second. Let me pull up your account here. Did you say 2211 or is it 2311?
2211.
Okay, just making sure. 6 4. All right, and your first name?
My name is Spencer. Spencer.
All right, Spencer. And the name of your business?
Our company is SMM Manufacturing Inc. That's Sam Mary Mary Manufacturing Inc.
Great. And are you the owner of the business?
I am one of the owners.
Okay. Great. Okay. Why don't you tell me a little bit what you're looking for, and I'll see if I can kind of point you in the right direction.
I'm either looking for a long-term loan. The longest term, the better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for anywhere between a $150,000 to $200,000. If there could be, if there's a possibility of a line of credit, like a revolving, that would be even better.
Okay. But
if not, a loan would be fine. And we're looking to increase inventory and sales, invest into additional marketing. So our business has picked up several international distributors, so we're looking to beef up our inventory.
Okay, that's pretty good. What is it exactly that you guys do there?
We manufacture a product. It's a chemical odor deodorizer. We own the patent to the product, which was recently granted to us about 3 months ago. We have a contract manufacturing plant in Ohio that makes it for us. They send it to us here in LA. We do all the packaging, distribution, and sales from here, from Los Angeles.
Okay. Do all the sales from LA. Sorry, I'm just writing all these notes down here.
No problem.
Two sales in Los Angeles, okay. And you guys pack it and then ship it all out of that warehouse there?
Yep, that's correct.
And you guys only sell to, distributors, right? You don't sell to regular retailers?
No, we retail as well. We sell
retail
to warehouse distributors, and we retail online. We don't have any brick-and-mortar stores, but we have a website. We retail online, and we sell to retailers as well.
Okay, very nice. What did you guys do in the sales last year?
We did $650,000 approximately.
Okay. And what about this year?
That was a big jump from the previous year. This year we're on track to hopefully hit $1 million.
Okay.
That we're aiming for based on the activity so far this year. And we actually were doing much better, but when we started, we've been in this business since 2008. Our current entity, Inc., basically started in 2012. And we, at 1 year, I think it was in 2013, we almost hit $800,000. And we got sued by a large competitor for patent infringement. And we beat them. They appealed. We beat the appeal hands down. We won. But it took 2 years of life out of us as far as fighting this and attorney expenses, which were tremendous. So, our sales tapered down because of the lawsuit. We're spending it on attorneys instead of marketing. So, but since we've won the lawsuit, business has been picking up. We won the final appeal in January of last year. So last year we had a good amount of growth, and about 20% actually growth. And this year we're on track, like I said, to hit about $1 million.
That's awesome. How long have you guys been in business for?
Well, like I said, we started this in 2008 as an LLC, And then, but the current company shows that it was open in 2012 because that's when we switched from an LLC to an S Corp. So okay. The S Corp has been in business since 2012.
Okay, the S Corp has been in business 2012. And what's the ownership breakdown, Spencer? Are you?
It's just me and my partner, 50-50.
Okay, 50-50. Okay. All right. Do you guys currently have any working capital loans out right now?
No, I just got done paying one off with On Deck.
Okay. And why didn't
we
you?
We've had a few before.
I'm sorry?
I said we've had multiple loans over the years, so.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what was your question?
Why didn't you guys renew with On Deck?
Well, because they only offer short terms. I mean, the longest term I was able to get out of them was 18 months. And, you know, and it's a daily payment, 18 months. So it's a big hit on the cash flow right now. I mean, we're probably going to get this paid off within a couple of years, but I'm looking for a longer term than that. Because I want to keep my cash flow, you know, healthy. I don't want, you know, I have to have a big, hefty payment. I'd rather, you know, keep myself where I'm using my money coming in for everything else that we need to do rather than just pay down the loan.
Sure, that makes sense. Okay, let's see here. What is, have you guys tried going to like the bank that you bank with?
Yeah, but unfortunately, you know, they want to get personal assets. They look at personal credit and, you know, they're just not into lending. You know, I mean, they want you to have a crap load of money in the bank to give you a loan, and it's like, if I had a crap load of money in the bank, then why would I ask you for a loan, kind of thing. You know,
right.
It's been very frustrating, and we've been with them for years, and you know, but it just gets frustrating with them, and you know, just banks just are not, you know, into lending right now for whatever reason. Unless, like I said, I mean, if we had, you know, a few $100,000 in the bank, then why would I even ask for a loan? But,
exactly. Exactly. Okay.
Yeah, it makes no sense. Yeah.
How would you guys rate your personal credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Somewhere in the middle, probably. We're in the maybe mid-600.
Okay. That's not bad. Let me see here.
Bad for the bank. They don't like it. The banks don't like that at all.
Yeah, but banks don't like it if you're not perfect. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they want you to have a minimum of 720 is what they were asking. You know, which is ridiculous. But, well, it's not ridiculous. I mean, we obviously took a hit because of all the things going on with the business. The business is first. So the business bills were always paid and get done. And we sacrificed our personal credit because we know that the long term the business is going to get it back for us. But that's kind of where we were. So.
Okay. Do you guys, how soon are you looking to bring this on?
ASAP.
Okay. And now, to go back to what you're going to be using the money for, what would you say the return on investment would be by bringing on the $150,000 or so?
Well, it's going to facilitate our hitting the $1 million mark that we're looking to hit based on sales, because we picked up several international distributors.
Mm-hmm.
So we're forecasting that they're going to start, you know, moving more product than what we normally do. So we need to beef up our inventory. Second of all, we need to beef up our marketing. You know, we need to start doing, you know, we're in rebuilding mode right now after the lawsuit. You know, everything took a hit. So right now we're looking to get some cash influx so that we can start hitting our marketing again hard like we were before. And that always translates into pre-sales for us. We need to hit more trade shows that we stopped going to. Before the lawsuit, we were doing about, I don't know, easily 10, 12 trade shows a year.
Wow.
And then during the time of the suits, we were just not doing anything. We were just doing the SEMA show was the only show we were doing. So you know, we just want to get the funds in there so that we can start hitting the trade shows again, because that always increases business for us and expand into other markets, because we're heavily into the automotive industry, and we made some inroads into hospitality, which is basically hotels, motels, and apartment buildings and things like that. But, you know, we've just barely made an inroad, and that's a huge market that we want to hit. But again, we need to be able to do the trade shows to do that.
Sure. Makes sense. Okay. Are you guys looking, when you bring this on, what's the longest, the shortest term you'll take?
I mean, the shortest term we would consider would be 3 years, but I'm really looking for 4 or 5 years.
Okay. Okay. Shortest term, 3 years.
Or if we can get a revolving line of credit, then that would be even better, because in that, you know, that way as we pay, we can use and whatever. It gives us some flexibility for
it. Right, right. You can just use it, pay it off, use it again, pay it off. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, let me see here. So it looks like we do have some, you know, some programs here that may fit for you guys. What I would need is just a short one-page application that I would need to send to you. And then once I get that back from you, along with the list of other documents I would need, we don't need much. I just need 6 months of your guys' most recent bank statements, and then a most recent tax return. Did you guys file for 2015 already?
Yes, we did.
Okay, good. What's a good email for me to send this over to you?
It's my email is Spencer, with a C, S-P-E-N-C-E-R, at Biocide Systems, B-I-O-C-I-D-E, Systems with an S at the end, .com.
With an S at the end. Okay.
That's our DBA. So SMN Manufacturing is our corporate name, and our business name, the DBA, is Biocide Systems.
Okay, so I got Spencer at BiocideSystems.com, BiocideSystems.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Okay, Spencer, I'm going to go ahead and shoot this over to you. How soon do you think you can get all the documents and stuff to me?
If not by the end of the day today, by tomorrow.
Okay.
I have everything pretty much set to go. So.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Now, on the application, it's going to ask for your signature, but I'm also, if I'm going to need your partner to sign right next to you.
Sure.
Okay, just because you guys are 50-50.
So you want me to scan it? Yeah, you want me to scan it and then send it back to you, scanned? Is that what you want?
Yeah, you could fill it out. Both of you can, as long as I need both signatures. Okay. On that application, and then you
sure.
can send it whatever's
not
easier.
A problem.
Okay, great. Give me about 5 minutes. I'll go ahead and shoot that over, and I want you to take down my direct line. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay. Give me, what's your full name?
Jeremiah Ladner. And it's L-A-D-N-E-R is my last name.
Okay, and your number?
Is 858-909-8867.
Okay.
Okay, now if you have anything... Bank of Cardiff. Yeah, if you have any questions, reach out to me. I'm going to send this over in about 5 minutes, maybe less than that.
Okay.
And then if you could just respond to the email, just to let me know you received it, and then I can expect to see your documents hopefully by the end of today, and I will work on it. As soon as you get it into me, I'll get it completed and send it over to my underwriter, and then I know what type of programs you guys are looking for, and that's what we're going to shoot for.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, we'll be in touch soon, Spencer.
All right, Jeremiah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.